Welcome back to Giants.com. It is round two of the Big Blue Bracket Challenge. I am John Schmelk. We're joined by the one and only Paul Dottino, trying to break down the plays. Paul has witnessed all these plays firsthand, by the way, at the stadium, including some of the stuff back in the 50s, right?
Yeah, I do remember some of them, John.
And we have one of those plays in this matchup we're going to talk about today. The big favorite, at least one of them, in this bracket challenge is the big Mark Bavaro catch and run against the 49ers. Now, he's taking on an old school play, and that is the big Charlie Connerly play, which beat out Homer Jones in round number one.
Yeah, the Homer Jones one was a little bit of a surprise to me, John, because Homer went for 98 yards on a bomb at the time. It was the longest catch in Giants history. And I thought that maybe Charlie Connerly would be a little too old for our fans, and they would go to the wide receiver, since, let's face it, we are in the wide receiver generation.
Homer, it's not like Homer Jones was playing in 1998, Paul.
No, that's true, but you see, I saw Homer Jones actually play, even Connerly's before my time.
And I think you got to think Bavaro is going to rumble right through Charlie Connerly to the win around number
yeah,
two.
Yeah, I would definitely agree on that. You knew he would crush Rodney Hampton. Sorry, Rodney, I love you, but you knew Bavaro was going to win that one. And yeah, the seven tacklers, including Ronnie Lott, that Mark Bavaro drags in that San Francisco game, not only did you know he was going to get by the first round, you knew he was going to get by several rounds.
Can you explain to maybe the younger Giant fans why that play is so important to Giant fans of that era and why it's so iconic?
Well, you have to understand, first of all, who Mark Bavaro was. When he came here, he was a big, strong guy who wasn't much of a pass receiver at first, and the Giants molded him into becoming a clutch, big part of this offense. He became Phil Simms' number one target during those days, and he epitomized blue-collar, guy who would bust his butt to do anything for you, do all the dirty work, and then occasionally make the big play that would help the team win. And then obviously against the dreaded 49ers. I mean, come on. You do it in a rivalry game, you go to become an instant legend. Not that he needed that.
Meanwhile, the Charlie Connerly-Frank Gifford connection was really one of the best in Giants history. Helped the Giants win a couple championships.
Yeah, the thing about that one, though, is that Charlie Connerly has always been underrated. Wellington Mara used to tell me, God rest his soul, he used to tell me all the time how Charlie Connerly belonged in the Hall of Fame. And I believe him based on what I know about Giants history and the NFL back in the 50s. But he never got his just due. And I think, again, in a place such as this, he's not going to get his just due. That's just the nature of the beast. And, you know, it's a shame.
Paul, appreciate the time as always, my friend.
Good to be with you, John.
That's round two of the Bracket Challenge. Check out the rest of the matchups. We'll have videos on each and every one right here on Giants.com. We'll see you next time.